Lesson 8. A. Reading. Tornadoes most frequently occur in the United States, especially in the area called Tornado Alley. The area covers the Midwestern United States, including Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Nebraska. In the popular fantasy movie, The Wizard of Oz, a girl named Dorothy lives in Kansas. One day, her farmhouse, with Dorothy inside, is caught in a huge tornado and blown away. Fortunately, the house finally lands safely on the ground. A tornado starts when dry, cool air moves over humid, warm air. The warm air rises quickly and causes strong winds. This sometimes develops into a tornado. So, tornadoes tend to happen when the seasons change.Since they occur in a very limited area, they are extremely difficult to predict. Here in Japan, we have fewer tornadoes than in the United States, but they can occur anywhere in our country. When a tornado occurs, we may not be as lucky as Dorothy. So, here are some tips for avoiding injury from a tornado. In a house, go to the lowest floor and stay in a room without any windows, like a bathroom or a closet. If there is a window, draw the curtain. Then hide under a desk or table. If you are outside, seek shelter in a strong building. It is no use hiding in a prefabricated hut or garage. Also, get as far away from trees, power poles, and cars as possible.
D. Pronunciation. 1. A. Idea. B. Popular. C. Continue. D. Develop. 2. A. Excellent.B. Benefit. C. Difficult. D. Important. 3. A. Comfortable. B. Necessary. C.Intelligence. D. Ceremony. F. Listening. 1. Yoko's family wanted to go to Germany this summer, but they changed their plans because her father has only 5 days of vacation. Germany is too far for a one-week vacation.So they decided to go to Okinawa instead. Yoko's family wanted to go to Germany this summer, but they changed their plans because her father has only 5 days of vacation. Germany is too far for a one-week vacation. So they decided to go to Okinawa instead.
Two.George is a college student. Today he is in the library and studying very hard. Tomorrow he will have 2 tests in his classes. The science test will be 1 hour long and the math test will be 2 hours long. George is a college student. Today he is in the library and studying very hard. Tomorrow,He will have 2 tests in his classes. The science test will be 1 hour long, and the math test will be 2 hours long.